In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So today we keep the feast of St. Luke, the Good Doctor, and later on we shall have our prayers for healing. And we give thanks for what today's collect calls the wholesome medicine of the gospel. But of course today something else is happening here in Switzerland. And for those of you who can vote in the elections, let's consider how casting your vote is part of the church's call to love and power to heal. Here in the canton of Bern, church and state are closely connected in the constitution, although this is now under discussion. Church-state relations are more than a question of who pays the clergy or who owns the property, however. It should be more about how the church can supply the wholesome medicine of the gospel to create and maintain a healthy society. Now, there are some Christians who would say that church and state, religion and politics are totally separate, that Christianity is about personal salvation and the rest of the world can quite literally go to hell. I'm told there's a song sung in some churches, "The world is not my home, I'm just passing through." I've never heard it and I've never sung it and I never would, because it is totally wrong. Orthodox biblical Christianity teaches that the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it, as it says in Psalm 24. It is often said that in the Bible, human history begins in a garden and ends in a city. From start to finish, then, it is about relationships and the proper ordering of those relationships. Above all, Orthodox biblical Christianity teaches that God is in the world. He enters into those relationships, not to condemn them, but to redeem them, to put them on the right path. As Christians, we are not strangers passing through, tourists grumbling at the state of the plumbing or the locals' inability to make a decent cup of tea. No, we are more like citizens with dual nationality, committed to the well-being of both countries, to which we have strong family, emotional, cultural, and spiritual ties. So what I'm saying is, you cannot say, "I am a Christian, so politics is of no concern of mine." Nor can you say, "When I cast my vote, my beliefs have nothing to do with it. They're a private matter." Neither of these is correct. As Christians, we have a duty to take part in the life of society. And you need to pray for God's guidance before you fill in your voting paper. And what is the wholesome medicine of the gospel that we have to offer to society and to its elected representatives in the Bundeshaus? Open your Bible and the answers are not far to seek. The Old Testament prophets, with their messages about honest trading, care for the poor, and so on, that all provides a way to model relationships with each other. But the medicine we have to offer goes beyond a political program. What we have to offer adds value to the way we conduct ourselves in society. We are to be salt, to cleanse and stop things going rotten, but also to be an irritant. We are to be light, to give direction and bring hope, and to be yeast, leaven in the lump, to bring a certain lightness and joy and life where there was none before. So, whatever the result of today's vote, let us pray that those elected will be guided by the Holy Spirit and that the wholesome medicine of the gospel will heal and strengthen the ways of people, governments, and nations. Amen.